Like it or not, we're all in a spiritual war. We can either succumb to Satan's devices or wear God's armor and fight. The Apostle Paul revealed the weapons of the armor of God in the book of Ephesians. And the first weapon we've been given is the belt of truth. Today, we'll find out why we need this weapon and how to best use it. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues his series on the invisible war, taken from the book of Ephesians. Turn to chapter 6 of Paul's epistle as we begin our study of the weapons we must use to achieve victory, beginning with the belt of truth.
God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. We've heard that many times. But there is a corollary, and that is that Satan hates you and has a destructive plan for your life. There is in the world the devil. The devil is God's adversary, initially created by God, but then, of course, having fallen into the sin of pride, established his own dark, evil kingdom, and he wants us to be a part of it. As a matter of fact, it is perfectly possible that he has already made plans for our own individual downfall. Satan can only be in one place at one time, but because he has demons that do his bidding, it almost gives the illusion of being omnipresent everywhere at the same time. When you look at the Bible, you discover that his name is Satan, which means adversary, but another name is the devil, which means accuser or slanderer. As a matter of fact, it is possible for us to do the devil's work. Very interesting passage in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11, where the Apostle Paul is talking about wives of deacons. And this would apply, of course, to wives of elders and all of us who are males as well. But it said this, that the wives should not be slanderers. The Greek text reads, the wives should not be diabolos. They should not be devils. You realize that when we slander one another, when you get on the phone and you begin to criticize another Christian, sharing information that is of no value in retrifying, I know that there's a word something like that. Rectifying, I knew that I could get it, the problem. When you do that, you are doing the devil's work. Now, his method is very clear. What he does is he wants to inject thoughts into our minds that we think are our own, so that we're not afraid of those thoughts. For example, in the book of Acts chapter 5, a couple by the name of Ananias and Sapphira, they decided to lie about the amount of money that they got for a price of land. So they pretended they gave everything to the church. It was really a half lie. It was really a white lie. Let's suppose that they sold the land for $1,000, they gave $500 to the church, and gave the impression that they were giving it all. Later on, Peter walks into their homes and says, "Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" Now, if Ananias and Sapphira had known that the devil was there when they were eating their bagel in the morning and discussing this, if they had known that the devil was there, they'd have been terrified. But they didn't know that, because the devil is unseen, even though he put the thoughts into their mind to lie, and therefore they obeyed him. When you and I open up our minds and our hearts to sin, we open up ourselves to the possibility of having thoughts injected into our minds that are really put there by the devil. That is the nature of temptation. What kind of thoughts does he put into our minds? Certainly thoughts about suicide. Not only that, in the Bible, there are all kinds of sins that are associated with demonic activity. Everything from divisiveness, you find hatred, false guilt, anger, occult practices, immorality, rebellion, all of that biblically can be traced back to ideas that Satan puts into our minds. So we are in a tremendous battle. And that's why the text that we have with us today is found in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, if you would turn to it for a few moments this morning. You'll notice that the Apostle Paul says in verse 10, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might." Verse 11 of chapter 6, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." And he has many schemes. And in this series of messages, which is entitled The Invisible War, we're going to find out what those schemes are. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." That's amazing. Many of the battles that we get into, many of the conflicts that we have, we attribute it simply to flesh and blood. Well, flesh and blood may be involved, but remember, back of all of that, there may be indeed evil spirits. We are up against the devil. In fact, 3 or 4 times, Paul uses the word against. He says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Wow, what a battle we are in. If you're here today as a Christian, and you don't think that you are in the battle and Satan is leaving you alone, maybe the reason is because you are not a threat to him. He knows that he can count on you to do nothing to advance the kingdom of light. And so he simply says, there's a Christian who may be a Christian, but he's doing no damage to the kingdom of darkness. We'll let him alone. My friend, you and I are in a battle whether we like it or not. Satan hates us, and he wants to destroy us. Now, very quickly, the question is, how do we then put on this armor? Today I'll deal briefly with the first piece of armor that is listed in the text. There are 6 in all. You'll notice it says in verse 13, "Take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand," and Paul loves that word stand, "withstand in the evil day, having done all, stand firm." Verse 14, "Stand therefore fastened with the belt of truth." Let's begin there, the belt of truth. The belt for a soldier basically held everything together. His sword would be on his belt. It was kind of the basis. In fact, there are those who think that it was a kind of metal dress that is being spoken of here that basically was important to the entire soldier and the battle that he would face. And you'll notice that the text says, "Stand with the belt of truth." Very briefly, what are some of the characteristics of truth? Characteristics of truth found in the Scriptures, and then we'll talk about its application. First of all, you find that truth is established by God. It is established by God. Jeremiah 10:10 says, "O Lord, you are true." All throughout the Scriptures, you will find that God is spoken of as truth. Always keep in mind that there is no standard outside of God by which he can be judged. God is the standard for everything. He is the middle sea, so to speak, by which all other aspects of the universe and creation are judged. And so God is a God of truth. Now, what does the devil do? If he is the one who is the father of lies, and by the way, he is. In fact, the Bible says regarding him, Jesus said of the Pharisees, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and he did not abide in the truth because, notice this, there is no truth in him. Wow, no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of himself because he is a liar and the father of lies. Do you see Satan's opposition to truth? He hates truth. You say, does Satan ever speak truth? And the answer is yes, when he must. For example, in the New Testament, there are stories of demons who were in the presence of Jesus. And a demon will say, we know who you are, the Holy One of God. He had to confess it because he was in the presence of Jesus. But apart from that, Satan will always lie. He will always deceive. It has been said, the only time you know for sure that Satan is telling the truth is when he tells you, if he were to tell you, I am lying. Then you could believe him, because he always lies. Years ago, Bunyan wrote a book entitled The Holy War. In The Holy War, he gives a demonstration of the kind of battle for our mind that we are involved in. And he talks about man's soul as man's soul. In fact, the name of the place is man's soul. And Diabolos is having a discussion with some of the demons as to how they are going to trick man and deceive him. And one of them says to the other, we will cajole them, we will tempt them. But at the end, what we do all the time is lies, 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 lies. That's Satan's scheme. Now, if you're living with a person who is a deceitful person, a person whom you cannot believe, a person who will not tell the truth unless they are absolutely forced to, if they are deceitful people, they are in Satan's pocket because he is a liar and the father of lies. So what he wants to do, the minute truth is encountered, he wants to distort it, he wants to deflect it, he wants to change it because he hates truth. So what does he want us to think about God? Rather than thinking of God as being truth, the first lie that Satan always wants us to believe about God is that God isn't good. That God isn't good. You found that, for example, in the Garden of Eden.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and it's very sobering, isn't it, to realize that if we are deceitful, if we lie, we are indeed doing the work of the devil, because that is his specialty. Lies, 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 lies. Well, my friend, I hope that from your mouth today, nothing comes except truth. And God is on our side to know that what we need to do is to put on this belt of truth so that we can fight against the enemy. I encourage you today to immerse yourself in truth and say to yourself, with God's help today, you are going to speak truth. You're going to speak truth about everything, but you're also going to speak God's word, because that's the way in which we overcome him. Thanks so much for joining us. At the end of this broadcast, you're going to be given information as to how you can receive these messages. Please remember us in prayer. Thank you for helping us along life's journey. Our intention is to help you with your walk with God all the way to the finish line.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, introducing his message on The Belt of Truth, the second in a series on the invisible war. Monday, tune in for more about the lies Satan wants us to believe and why we need the Belt of Truth so desperately. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. Our series on the invisible war can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the invisible war. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us Monday for our next Running to Win.